The following telephone recordings were made by Dave Bell and Evan Dorbell in August 1976. This narration was done in 2006 and 2007. The Tidewater Telephone Company was a fairly large independent company in Virginia. Its area was most of the territory to the east of I-95 and to the north of I-64, except that the I-64 corridor itself was served by C&P of Virginia, the Bell Company at the time. The area was mostly step-by-step with a few NX2s, and the transmission systems for inter-office calls were analog. There was a lot of open wire carrier and a lot of the 2600 Hz controlled carrier, which in the Bell system would be N2 and N3. They had other names for it in independent companies. This was in many ways more fun than the Carolina Telephone Company, which had almost entirely T carrier between offices and a few NX1s. This was just older equipment and it was funkier. We stopped in a lot of places and played with the phones, but there were very few places where we could record at all, due to the fact that they were using old independent payphones that had no electromagnetic leakage. There were some of these old payphones, however, where I could pick up a little bit of the sound, albeit not well, sometimes by putting the pickup coil next to the phone itself or on the earpiece sideways. I mean, just to show you what we had to do, here's a tape of trying to get the pickup coil properly positioned on one of these phones that didn't have good electromagnetic leakage. And if that sounds bad, most of these places we couldn't even get that good a recording out of. Not only is the record level low here, but there is added noise from something in the environment, and there's hum, of course, always a problem when recording from payphones. So I'm going to use a little modern filtering techniques to try to remove some of that, and record just a few things from this first place, which actually was a stop on the way to the Tidewater area from where we were staying, which was more near Sperryville, Virginia. This is the step in Chancellor, Virginia, served by Continental Telephone. Now, we have a good tape of the ESC, but this is the step, and unfortunately it didn't have any good payphones, but here's just a couple of things we recorded from this payphone using the sideways pick up as much as you can method you just heard me setting up. Now, there may have only been one payphone in the 972 step, and that might explain why 1+ dialing was just plain permitted. I'm going to dial 1+ a number in New York City. You could hear the identifier there, sending a key pulse, a 1, and a start. The start was unnecessary, but it just always sends a start at the end of every MF sequence, so there it is. Now, in the number identification protocol, key pulse followed by 1 means this line should always have the operator ask for the number. That is not a good strategy for a coin phone, because it means that anybody dialing a long-distance call will have the call go through effectively for free to the caller, but it will end up producing a toll record with the payphone's number, or whatever number they give, as the maker of the call, and that doesn't work. Now, what we did, of course, was to only dial things that we're not going to complete, because we didn't want to make a toll record under any number. So which tandem is 1 going to, as dialed from this office, the Chancellor's step? I'm going to dial 1+ a vacant code, and we'll see.
but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you.
70311.
We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you.
70311.
We're sorry.
...70311 is the brand new ESS in Fredericksburg. Now, Fredericksburg used to use its Crossbar 5 as the tandem, but in December 1975, they put in a new ESS and it became the tandem, and that's what that recording is from. The Crossbar 5 is still there, it's a local office, and it also acts as a local tandem for some of Fredericksburg's tributaries, including the two Chancellor offices, that's this one and the ESC. Well, this phone is impossible to make a good tape from, obviously. So what Dave and I will do is leave this off the hook, and then when we get somewhere else, we'll actually dial this number so we can get a 972 busy signal. At least it's good for something. Our next stop is Port Royal, Virginia. This is an all-relay system, and boy, is it an interesting-sounding one. The little town has only one payphone in it. The payphone is, again, barely recordable. In fact, it's worse than the last one. But just to give you an idea of the interesting dial tone and dialing sounds, here is the only recording I have from Port Royal. That sounds so cool. You know, I listen to these and I have such a sense of wonder and frustration, which is pretty much the way we felt when we were going through this area. The good news is, though, that some points in the Tidewater area, including an NX2 and a step that are local to Port Royal, did get recorded well. I hope that by including these lousy recordings, I can give you a feel for how cool this place was. And of course, in the next program, we're going to get some high-quality recordings from the few phones that could be recorded from. Our next stop is King George, Virginia, where we found one phone that we could record from, at least a little bit.
The number you have reached in King George, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
In this office, any number that ends in 99 within a working 100 group goes to a supervision test. Now, the reason we heard a single ring followed by a double ring is that we just happened to hit the line right in the middle of the double ring. Normally, there's a relay circuit that prevents that from happening so that if you do hit the line at that time, it waits for the ring to come around to the next full ring before anything happens. But that circuit was not working in this case. The whining sound heard here is ignition noise from a nearby car. Now, this office is a step, and we tried dialing 1+. The way of restricting toll from coin phones is very crude. When you dial 1, the call goes through just as it did from home. But when the operator answers to ask for the number you're calling from, it reverses back to your payphone, cutting off your mouthpiece so you can't talk to the operator.
Number?
That's right, she could not hear us. And this is some sort of a reorder tone over a 2600 controlled carrier trunk. Sounds almost like some sort of independent system that's very exotic. But it's going to turn out that this is not exotic at all. The exotic stuff comes later on in this series. So that time we were able to start dialing a long distance call, but we were stopped by the fact that we can't talk to the operator. Let's dial one again. It's inconsistent. Sometimes one goes through to the toll trunk, you dial the number, and the operator can't hear you. Other times, as on the last call, it just goes directly to the local reorder. And you know what? That first call also was a way that it stopped us dialing one. It's very hard to hear with this low tape quality, but if you listen carefully, you can tell that we picked up the phone, dialed a one, cut into the 2600 toll trunk, and then were somehow clicked off onto the local recording.
The number you have reached in King George, Virginia is not in service or has been changed.
So it manages to stop you one way or the other, just not the same way every time. Now, when you are able to dial the call and get the operator, what stops you is the fact that when she answers, your line reverses polarity as if you had made a local call and the party answered. We could just go ahead and pay the local coin rate so as to be able to talk to the operator. Let's try that.
Hello, 775-7999.
Are you calling long distance, sir?
Yes.
I don't know how you did it, but you're not supposed to be able to call from a payphone. It's 7999?
Yeah.
Dial the operator and ask her to take your call and tell her that you put some money in there.
Okay.
Oops. She heard the signals from the coins going in. The trunks you get when you dial one are this really cool-sounding N carrier, which has a lot of nice noise and noticeable crosstalk. Here's a call to 1 plus 411. On this call, you can hear some of that carrier noise, and it includes the directory assistance recording that the Bell companies were using in some places prior to directory assistance charging. The Tidewater Telephone Company does have its own tandem in Warsaw, Virginia, with their own operators. This is King George. It's Tidewater Telephone, but I believe it's not in their toll sector. It's probably under the auspices of the Bell System tandem in Fredericksburg, and these operators we've been getting are all Bell, I think. Let's verify that as Dave dials 1 plus a vacant code. Now that sounded very much like a number one ESS, so that probably is Fredericksburg. If so, it would mean that Fredericksburg has more than one reorder tone, because previously we heard this. Now, does this happen on number one ESS? Yes, it does, in a minority of cases. In fact, if you go back to my 1971 Ring and Busy tape.
ESS reorder is 480 and 620. However, sometimes it's just 480. 212-379 is an example.
The only thing that's strange is that this number one ESS, which will probably turn out to be Fredericksburg, doesn't always have a reorder that sounds like that. Let's try dialing something else and maybe we can get an actual recording.
A problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you.
70311.
We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you.
70311.
We're sorry.
So we are dealing with a Bell System Camma tandem. And that means there's a chink in the armor here because the method being used to prevent coin phones from making toll calls involves having the operator answer, and that reverses the polarity on the payphone line. You then have to put in coins to talk to her, and she hears it. Well, Fredericksburg is a Bell tandem, and it goes off hook immediately after you dial the last digit. Sometimes the operator is there, as we heard on that first attempt, but sometimes the operator isn't. And so all you have to do is dial a toll number at a time when the operators are busy. And instead of an operator after the last digit, you get a ring. That ring, waiting for the operator to come on, is going to buy us time to put in the initial deposit. The coin tones will beep out, but there'll be no operator to hear it. And then by the time the operator comes on, we'll be able to talk to her and give her a number to be calling from. In this case, we're calling a homemade test line which flashes. And after one flash, Fredericksburg cuts us off. Of course, we never complete a regular phone call when we do this. In fact, we have to actually pay the initial deposit. It's not returned. These are post-pay phones. But at least we got through the gate. In Warsaw, which is the headquarters of the Tidewater Telephone Company, there was one phone that could be recorded from a little bit. This office has a really nice-sounding dial tone. Okay, I guess that is a little subtle if you're not a phone tone connoisseur, but there are some subtle overtones in this dial tone that make it very, very pretty to me. Here's the same dial tone with those overtones exaggerated. Anyway, that's what I like about it. Unfortunately, this phone did not have a working switch hook. It was off hook all the time. So I called repair service.
Okay, this is, this phone is in 333. Switch hook is permanently off hook. So I'm going to have to hang up by turning the dial. And I'll report this as soon as I leave. Maybe I'll report it now.
Now, what's notable about this call is the accent of the lady on repair service. This is one of those southern accents that is sort of falling by the wayside, disappearing in this country.
Service?
Yes, I'm calling about 333-8846.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coin phone. I believe this is the Northern Neck State Bank in Warsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble is, you can't hang up. The, seems the hook switch doesn't break contact when you hang up.
Okay, we'll get it checked.
Okay,
thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tappahannock, like Warsaw, had a step. There was one phone there that was slightly recordable. Lots of hum in the area, though. Here's what the tape sounds like with as much hum as possible removed.
The number you have reached in Tappahannock, Virginia is not in service or has been changed. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial directory assistance. This is a recording.
One thing that was really cool about this area was the way they handled the service codes and the operators over the same trunk. Not like Carolina Telephone. Here, it actually said on the payphone, for emergencies and long distance, dial 01. Yes, that's right, 01. And then other services like repair and directory assistance were other zero codes, like 03. The way it works is that when you dial 0, you go into a special trunk to Warsaw, where there's a selector at the other end, and then you dial 1 for the operator, and other things for directory assistance and repair. Now, if you dial 0 and just wait, there's a timer at the Warsaw end that actually dials the 1 for you after a certain number of seconds. This isn't a very high-quality recording, but I think you can tell that when I dial 0, I cut into a trunk, and then there's a wait, and then you can actually hear something in Warsaw effectively dialing a 1 into a selector there. Notice how the operator doesn't know where I'm calling from.
Can you tell me what exchanges or local calls from here?
Where are you calling from?
From Tappahannock.
Sir, just the Tappahannock number is all you can dial, local.
Only 443 numbers.
That's fine.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
Now, if 02 goes to directory assistance, and 03 goes to repair, and they certainly do, then this dialing pattern is incompatible with the normal 0 plus the number dialing that is used for collect calls and so on. So it had to change sometime from 1976 to maybe the early 80s, somewhere in there, that did have to change. Now, just when Dave and I had pretty much accepted the fact that we weren't going to get any of this cool phone company on tape, we drove into Colonial Beach, Virginia, and lo and behold, there was a Northern Electric Centurion phone. And those have earpieces like the Bell System phones. So, in case you didn't hear that thing with the operator, here it is from Colonial Beach. When I dial 0, you'll hear us go into a 2600-controlled analog carrier trunk to Warsaw. Then you'll hear something at the Warsaw end dialing the 1 for me after a few seconds, and then when the operator answers, the off-hook condition triggers this end, Colonial Beach, to put on a special class of service tone to let her know I'm at a coin phone. But again, she doesn't know where I'm calling from, because that selector in Warsaw effectively concentrates trunks from more than one office onto the trunks on her board. This is atypical. Most cord board operators are plugging right into a trunk from the office you're calling from, so they know. But that selector over there concentrates them, and they don't know where you're calling from. Anyway, here it is, at long last, audible clearly.
Operator.
Yes, could you tell me what exchanges are local calls from here?
Where are you located?
224.
472 and 493.
Is that all?
Uh-huh.
You sure?
Yes, sir, I'm sure.
Okay.
In the exchange in which you're speaking in.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
In the next segment are the recordings that we made from the Colonial Beach Exchange. First, we found one phone. Then we went down the road to Hague, and then on the way out, we found another Colonial Beach phone from which we made some more recordings. So all the best of the Colonial Beach recordings are in the next segment.